I thank the distinguished delegate of Japan for his statement and his comments. And next delegation on the list is Yunoda. So please, Yunoda, you have the floor. So I was a little surprised. That's Peter. Okay, sorry, I've got confused. so I don't know if Peter wants to comment himself, but this is not the case. So this would then close my list of speakers. I don't know, is there any delegation, any state party who would like to take the floor at this stage to comment or to share views? This seems not to be the case, though. Then thank you very much, Peter, once again, for sharing these informations with the meeting. So this concludes our discussions on the agenda item 11. As I've outlined at the beginning of our meeting this afternoon, we will continue our discussions on the remaining agenda items tomorrow morning, not immediately at the start, because as I said, we will tomorrow morning start with the continuation of the general debate. There are several delegations having expressed the wish to speak under this agenda item. And then afterwards we will continue with agenda item 12, consideration of requests submitted under Article 5 and the consequent agenda items. So with this, I turn to the ISU. If there are any announcements to make, so then I just want to share with you the information that we will be uploading to the convention's MSP 21 website. The decisions on the requests for extension submitted by Eritrea and Ukraine for your consideration. And if there are any comments or reactions, so please come back to us not later than tomorrow at noon, so 12 p.m. So that we are in a position to then finalize the report, which we then have to adopt at the end of a meeting tomorrow afternoon. So please have a look on the agenda's website. I hope we can upload this as soon as possible. So with this, I wish you a pleasant evening and see you all tomorrow morning, 10 o'clock in the room. Thank you very much. The meeting stands adjourned. My God, Germany.